I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. When you think about it, 4th of July weekend was a great time to pull a heist online. People aren't on their computers, they're too busy barbecuing and watching fireworks to notice that someone is stealing their money. Some customers of Apple's iPhone App Store finally noticed some odd charges to their accounts recently for apps they never intended to download. Joshua Topolsky is the editor-in-chief of the tech site Engadget.
We saw one developer with a bunch of highest rated or highest sales apps in the books category of the App Store. And basically what it looked like what was happening is that he was somehow getting other accounts to buy his application. So it would inflate their sales and obviously put money in this developer's account.
So you have kind of two concurrent stories. You have fraudulent charges and you have rankings showing up not how they really ought to be looking.
Right. These apps are beating Twilight. So you know there's something wrong if Twilight is getting beat in the top 50 on the iTunes store. Using somebody's account information to get some value out of it, if you're one of these developers or somebody who's trying to defraud people, that's not uncommon. What's strange about this is that it has to have two parts, because you can only purchase in the iTunes store. You have to also be a developer. So you have to submit an app that you can then make money on and then use these accounts that you've gotten control of to buy that app, which is, I think, maybe a new spin on what is sort of an old scheme.
Apple responded to the issue on Tuesday, saying that they've identified the app developer who they think was responsible, kicked him out of the store, got rid of all his apps. They advised customers to check their recent purchases and maybe change their passwords, too. John Herring is the founder and CEO of Lookout, a computer security company focused on smartphones and mobile devices.
On mobile, we have direct attacks both against the devices themselves and then also internet-connected services. The other thing I would note is that on a mobile phone, there's a direct payment mechanism associated with your device, typically through your mobile operator, with things like the Apple App Store, buying applications through Google Android, for example. You're able to purchase things. Well, in the instance of mobile, if an attacker is able to compromise your device, it's a very different ballgame because there's a direct monetization path. You send a packet and money goes flying.
Herring says the best way to stay secure on a smartphone is to take the same precautions you would take on any computer.
Whenever you have a password associated with a web service or something on your mobile device, for example, make sure it's a very strong password that's not being used in multiple places, that's not easily guessed. Making sure that Bluetooth and Wi-Fi are set off unless absolutely necessary. And if needed, you're taking the appropriate steps to use a secured connection for both Bluetooth and for Wi-Fi as well. When you're downloading applications, make sure you're downloading applications from a trusted source and then the app looks trustworthy. So, for example, if it only has a few reviews and they're all one star saying this is a terrible app, I would highly recommend against downloading that application. Users can also take steps to install software designed to protect their phones from threats.
Taking a look at some other tech news, if you're looking for a new line of work, I have one word for you. No, not plastics. Geolocation. That's software that lets your phone report where you are so people can find you. Freelancer.com says the demand for people who can make geolocation software increased over 900% from the first quarter of 2010 to the second. Good news, Apple Records, as in the Beatles, is making some of its catalog available for download. Bad news, none of it is from the Beatles. So have fun downloading Badfinger and Billy Preston. Still waiting on Let It Be. Our friend Shenny Jardin joins us. And Shenny, you have news of the international variety that is intriguing and possibly troubling.
So this came from Iran's Islamic Republic News Agency, or IRNA. The headline was, President Unveils Second Iranian Robot Man. Which, I don't know, like reading this, my first thought was, what, Ahmadinejad was the first? but apparently they've created this robot called Serena 2, and there is a Serena 1. It can replace human beings. I'm just reading from the press release, as bloggers do.
Sure.
The robot man could carry out instructed programs, can walk like human being. There is an awful lot of concern about Iran developing the bomb. I think that we haven't done enough worrying about Iran developing the bot.
You can see pictures of the second Iranian robot man and a link to Shenny's coverage at futuretense.publicradio.org. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.